When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the final FPL winner show of the year. And today I'm joined by Gianni Buttice as always. There's a camera issue, but I'll fix it in a second. How you doing, Gianni?
Yeah, mate, I'm very well. Good morning, everyone that's listening Sunday morning, listening live. And hello to everyone that's viewing or listening on Catch Up. Perhaps it's Sunday afternoon or Monday morning. We're going to reflect on what was a really busy Saturday of football, and we're going to look ahead, of course, to the last game week of the season. Usually, Ali, when we do these streams on a Sunday morning, we have quite a few fixtures still to be played on the Sunday, but the way the fixtures have fallen because it's a double game week, I think all but two teams pretty much played yesterday, and therefore, or maybe all but four teams played on Saturday. Therefore, we've only actually got one Super Sunday game today, and that is Arsenal versus Man United. So yeah, busy day of football yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a lot of games, a lot of exciting games, a lot of goals scored, a lot of high scores as well. So it's let's get into it, because I'm excited for the end of the season and it's a double game week. A lot of people are hoping to jump ranks and a lot of people hoping to recover some of the lost points, but let's see how our team's done. I think it's we don't have much left in terms of the game weeks, and this is the final appearance of ours, and let's look at our teams.
Yeah, how we looking then? So you've gone differential. So talk us through your team, Ali, and your transfers in, because no one bought in the likes of Bernardo Silva, but he came in clutch for you.
Yeah, I'm on a bench boost. Whether it's a positive transfer, I sold Bruno Fernandes for Bernardo Silva. So I'm not sure if he plays today. He'll probably play because he rarely misses. He missed one game I don't know how long. And it's an Arsenal game. It's an important game for them at Old Trafford. Plus, they want to get some points in because they've been in poor form recently. And Bruno Fernandes, if he's fit, I think he'll play. Personally, I think he'll play, but I just didn't want him. United are in bad form, but that's why I didn't want to triple up on them. So I sold him and got Bernardo Silva. So basically, I'm on a bench boost as well as you are. Ederson and Petrovic are my two goalkeepers. Dalot, I didn't want to waste transfer on him. I thought they were really on good form when I wildcarded, but turned out that they were really, really lacking players for injuries. So Pedro Porro and Van de Ven.
I can't believe you had both of the Spurs defenders that scored, Ali. I didn't realize you had both of them. What a double up that was for you. 20 points.
It was a lucky one because once Berlin scored, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe. This was the fixture that I...
You wanted the clean sheet.
Yeah, I wanted the clean sheet. Too. And that's why I doubled up on them. And I was pretty confident that they will keep a clean sheet. But, you know, it's you can't really predict clean sheets nowadays. And luckily, they both scored. So it was unpredictable from that side because Van de Ven and Pedro Porro, they've been in okay form. I think Van de Ven had a goal disallowed against Arsenal, so he was in and around. But the one that really was on scoring form was Cuti Romero. So I think he scored a couple in the last couple of game weeks. So I have Trent as a differential. I think he's on his day. He's better than most of the options that we had from doublers this game week, because I see a lot of people going for the Everton defense as well, because it's a good fixture in a single game week. It still paid off. Tarkowski, Pickford with bonus points as well. So I really wanted to punt on Trent on this couple of game weeks. And Gabriel, so basically I had him for Bournemouth and the Everton fixture, so I didn't want to transfer him out before, you know. If I were to transfer him out, it would probably be someone from City defense, but I got Bernardo instead. In my midfield, I had Gordon, Silva, Palmer, KDB as my captain, and Odegaard. So pretty differential. I think most owned is Palmer here, and Gordon as well after everyone wildcarded. I think a lot of people got him in. And my attacking trio is Isak, Højlund from United, and Nicholas Jackson. So this is my team. I'm on a green
arrow. Loved that Jackson got booked, did you see, for a celebration, Ali? It was like, oh, you just scored a goal. You're now on either two or three bonus points, and then you get yellow carded, and he comes out the bonus. So that yellow card cost him 3 to 4 points.
I didn't watch the game. It was a fun game, but I missed it, unfortunately. I had other things planned, but I wish I watched that game because...
It was a good one.
Yeah, we're going to be missing Premier League in a couple of weeks, so right when we finish.
Man, Reece James came on, and within about a minute and a half got a beautiful assist for the Jackson goal. It was just like, oh, that's how good Reece James is when he's on the pitch. And he talked to me about your Man City mids, especially your captain decision on De Bruyne, because I think you were really unlucky. De Bruyne was magnificent against, like, just tore him apart. Like, assist threat for De Bruyne yesterday was sky high, and obviously he did get an assist, but he could have had way, way more. There was one cross he put on a plate for a Kanji 2 yards out. De Bruyne actually celebrated, put his arms up like, yes, what an assist, and then it went over the bar and he was like, oh. But I think you're well set for the second half of the game week, because De Bruyne, if he continues that form into the last two games of the season, he's got two big performances against Spurs and West Ham in him. And I think owning De Bruyne, you've gone this far without Haaland that you've committed to going without. You've got De Bruyne in place instead. Good captaincy option. No Haaland also means you have funds for the likes of Trent, who no one else can really afford. So De Bruyne's doing... You must be hopeful there that you just need De Bruyne to outscore Haaland in the next two, really, which is a big ask, but it's possible.
Yeah, it was 50-50 between Palmer and De Bruyne. My second option was Palmer. Yeah. But I decided to go for De Bruyne because of not owning Haaland. So when Haaland scores, it's usually, you know, there's a high chance of De Bruyne assisting him. So maybe I was thinking to cover his points by his assists. But luckily, Haaland blanked. But we all know that he could easily, you know, score a brace against Spurs. But again, halftime, we're good without Haaland, so lucky a little bit over there. But De Bruyne, we know his ceiling is high. These are type of the players that we like to captain, because we know in a game they create a lot of chances, they have their chances as well. So De Bruyne is one of those players that has a high ceiling.
Yeah.
Like Jota, like Darwin, when they score high, you know. De Bruyne, 15-16 points for De Bruyne per game is like a, it's nothing. It's nothing when City scored 4 or 5 goals a game. So that was the logic behind. I could have gone, of course, Silva, two different differential, but you know, I wasn't sure if he starts or not. And so basically, I think he has a good chance of, you know, still delivering against Spurs as well. City, unfortunately for an Arsenal fans, including me, City are just you know, flying right now, and it's hard to see they're giving up points. So I think they're winning at the Spurs as well.
It's really hard to see. They're not even edging their way through or scraping through games. They're winning them convincingly. So let's see what the Spurs fixture in midweek brings for Arsenal fans. But yeah, it looks like that it's going to be a tough one now to see City drop some points. We've got a super chat in from Sub Hodget, who says, for game week 38, should you get Salah for Foden or Son? We're going to move into our bus teams for 38 in a minute. We will keep that super chat in mind and come back to it, because I do think Salah over Son, for example, despite the fixture. I know Son's got Sheffield United, It's away. Salah at home for me is if you can make that move, I think you make it. I think Salah for the final day is a great 1 week punt. Ali, 65 points. We'll come to our bus teams in a minute so we can answer that super chat in more detail about Salah, but I know you'll be looking at him too. I certainly am. Let's have a look at my team. 65, Ali. I'm not sure I'm going to be beating you this week. Impressive score so far. You've still got a lot of players to play, the likes of Trent as well, and Odegaard. Obviously, we've got loads of doublers. So let's have a look and see how I am set up so far this game week. I think I'm on fewer points than 65. Let's have a look.
57.
57, there we go. So yeah, I didn't quite have the defensive hauls you had from like a Van der Ven's 11. I did get a Veltman's 7 and a Porro's 9, which is good. Keepers are the same. Cucurella with a 1 point, Burn with a 2, Gabriel still to play. I was buzzing with the Veltman transfer, Ali, within like 20 minutes of him making his debut for me, gets a goal, his first goal of the season. But then he went off injured at 40 minutes. So I don't know if Veltman will play the second game. I have looked and can't see anything online. He was even interviewed by the Premier League 2 minutes, 8 seconds. I watched his interview on YouTube, and that's 2 minutes, 8 seconds I'm not going to get back ever, because he just said how he didn't speak once. He wasn't asked about his injury. I've got Bruno still in place to play. I've had Palmer's 6, Foden's 9. That was nice. Gordon's 2 and Son's 2. And then up front, Jackson with the 5, Isak 2, and Haaland captain blank with the 2 points. I'm fairly happy. I think Bruno today is a big one. Like Bruno versus Saka, or Bruno versus Havertz, or Bruno versus Odegaard, if you're Ali, is a really big one. Is a really big one. Let's see what minutes they get. Both Saka and Bruno, I think both will start. Let's see. I'm really excited, actually. Like Bruno's been sold by quite a few because of the flag. Still at my rank, he is 40% owned. But you know, if Bruno does go in haul, it's a nice green for me. I guess one player we didn't have, Ali, either of us, was Gvardiol. I mean, it's painful. It's painful because everyone that wildcarded when I wildcarded in 35 considered Gvardiol. Like everyone considered him, and you either went Edison, Walker, some did, or Gvardiol. Most covered the Man City defence, right? Most went Edison. Those that went Gvardiol, fair play. He's been outstanding. He's got 4 goals in his last 7. I think that's across all competitions, but just great, great option. So cheap. Yeah, he's like peak Cancelo right now. And we didn't think we had a Cancelo type at Man City, but we certainly do. Remember, this guy by trade is a centre-back, playing sky high on the left, scoring goals.
Yeah, this is, you know, a big swing between those who went for Ederson in goal. Yeah. Because it's just hard to take, because you actually, using your logic, that Ederson is pretty nailed, but back four of Manchester City is always changing. So
yeah,
that was the logic behind. But I always had in mind Guardiola, of course. Didn't go for it. It's at my rank, it's not really painful. But for those who's actually, you know, trying to get in top 10K, top,
mate, it's
50%
owned at my rank. It's killing me. 50% owned. It's crazy, crazy at around 50K. Yeah.
It's crazy. I imagine if he hadn't, you know, give out that penalty to Alvarez and took himself, it would have killed absolutely everyone who didn't own him. It was bad enough already, but scoring a hat trick with a clean sheet, I think that would have been, you know, and plus he has a game again, you know, in a double game week, he had a chance of going over 30, 35 points. That's crazy for a defender, of course.
Yeah, honestly, huge. And before the 35 wildcard, his returns were pretty modest. There was no goals. Don't think there was any assists. I'm 45K. I'm hoping by the end of this game week, I'm under 40K. I think that's a realistic aim, because I've got all my players playing twice other than Gabriel. And I think whilst more chips than ever have been used this game week, I think 2.5 million managers of the 10 million have used a chip. So 1 in 4 are on a chip. But there's a load of free hits and triple captains obviously in play too. But I really do think I can get a big green this week. Top 10K is unrealistic, but top 30, 40K is still a target. Ali,
still
let's
an
see.
Amazing, an amazing season you've had.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think it's a good season. You've always been there.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a bad couple of game weeks, which, you know, really killed your rank. I think, I don't remember when it was, but I think you've jumped down from 50, 60K to 180 or 100.
Yeah, I was flying. I'm just looking, Ali. I was at 40. Hang on. Where's my overall rank?
You were up there in the beginning of the
season. I was
at
45K, which is the rank I'm at now in game week 21. And I've not beaten, and that was 45,000. I've not had my best rank all season was game week 21 at 45K. And then I went 56, 145. I was around sort of 150 for a while. And then from game week like 28, I've gone 71, 68, 62, 54, 58, 83, 67, 58, 46, and now 45. I'm still not beating my game week 21 rank. When at 21, you're halfway through the season, you expect just to get green arrows.
Yeah, it's always in retrospective. If you're looking at the rank that you had, you were supposed to push, you know, further from there. But when you go down, it's really hard to recover. And it just, you know, it is what it is. I think you've had a much better season than I am. So,
yeah, true. I can't complain. I guess I always want to beat my last season, which, Ali, for you to beat your last season is impossible because you came first last year. I think I came 16K, I think I was. So I wanted to beat 16K. That was always my aim. And yeah, 16K.
You won the Manager of the Week once.
I think it's pretty much
the same thing, not on a long run, but you've been the first in the world for a week, so
I think it was a month. It was actually a month, Ali. Even better, it was a month.
it's even better, yeah. So for a month,
yeah. I am a former Manager of the Month. I think I don't know if I was best in the world though. I think I was best Chelsea fan Manager of the Month, and it was like something like number 3 in the world. So yeah, I've not even been the best in the world, but I did have one. I'm looking at my rank history. I mean, being a bit self-indulgent here, in game week 6 I went from 2.4 million to 180K in the world. I was ranked. So I had one of those game weeks. I think I had Foden, by the way. No one else did. My rank that game week was 4,693. I don't think I've ever had a top 5K game week rank, because obviously you expect those using chips and blah, 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 blah. So yeah, I thought that was probably my best game week ever. 2.4 million to 180K in 1 week is mental. Anyway, let's have a look at our bus teams. Thank you for all your questions. Heather, good morning. Mr. T, Dave, Patrick, Subhoit, we're going to talk about Salah in just a sec. Claire, Colin, Rahul, hello team. Do hit that like button for us, will you? Likes and subscribes. And if you're on podcast, ratings, give us the 5 stars, will you? So Ali, let's have a look at our bus teams. This is where it gets exciting now. Final day punts. Talk us through what you're thinking. What sort of, are you on one free transfer next week or two?
Yeah, I'm on one.
But you, the Ali I know might even consider a hit, right?
Maybe if I decide to go Salah, but I'm not sure, because I was initially planning to have a good game week 38. That's why I have a few single game weekers this game week. I mean, single, like Trent, like Gabriel, like Odegaard, but they all have good fixtures in game week 38. Liverpool play Wolves at home, and Arsenal play Everton at home. So it both could be really high scoring games. Although Everton has been really good recently in terms of their defensive performances, and I think still I would love to have two or three players from Arsenal and even Liverpool. That's final game for our Klopp. I think that would be a fun game.
That narrative. Do you buy into that narrative at Liverpool, like game week 38, Klopp's farewell, potentially Salah's? So do you see that as like a 4-5 niler? Because I do. I think that could be a real celebration.
Yeah, that's usually what it is. The game week 38, when big teams playing at home, I'm not sure if Arsenal will be pushing. If they win today, I think they will be pushing to win convincingly against Everton, because there's always a chance of a draw. But, you know, it's not likely. But again, they will be pushing to score a lot of goals, because the goal difference, even if in their next two games City draws someone, I think the goal difference now is down to two between Arsenal and City. City yeah. have scored more goals than Arsenal now, and I think Arsenal is willing to score a lot in both of these final games. So I expect a lot of goals from two games. That's why I wanted to. Maybe I'll go Nunez, maybe I'll go Salah, but it depends. I have Van de Ven and Pedro Porro against Sheffield United, which is a good fixture. I mean, they're attacking. If Spurs score two or three, I know it's not going to happen two game weeks in a row, but there's always a chance of an attacking return for Spurs defenders.
Yeah.
Bernard Silva and De Bruyne, Ederson at goal. De Bruyne and Bernardo Silva is a good fix. They both have a high chance of playing against West Ham at home. Odegaard, I might get Havertz, or so we'll see. I might bring one from Liverpool and one from Arsenal. We'll
they're
see.
The two teams, they're the ones I want. I want a Liverpool and Arsenal mid.
Yeah.
Like, but, yeah.
So I have a strong bench as well. I was even considering bench boosting in game 38, but then I realized that, as you said on one of your streams, I think I was watching it, and there were sometimes game 38 is yeah. hard to predict in terms of the starting lineups. There will be leaks here and there, but again,
yeah.
there will be surprise appearances, like young players for teams who are not really pushing to anything. I mean, everything is decided, so they might as well just play youngsters and give minutes to someone who's maybe leaving the team. So you never know.
Yeah.
That's why I bench boosted now.
It's some of those players that are, yeah, sometimes it's the kid, and then also, as you just mentioned, like Dean on Chasing Green Arrows, who I obviously chat to twice a week, he's like, there's a few players, like, I don't know, let's say Callum Wilson. He's like, he's sure Callum Wilson's leaving Newcastle. So straight away, Callum Wilson, number 9, game week 38. How does that affect Isak? Does Isak start on the left, or does he miss out altogether because it's, you know, whatever? There's just these surprise selections sometimes in 38. Not from the teams with stuff to play for. Like, of course, you're not going to see many surprises at Arsenal and Man City, but you just might in some of those other teams. Looking good, though. If you were to pick a way of getting to a Salah, how do you get to a Salah? Would you consider selling a Son, Ali? No, you don't own Son.
I don't own Son. I've sold him for KDB a couple of games ago.
So if you were me, though, or if you were Subchat, who asked a Super Chat, who's got Foden or Son, would you consider selling a Foden or a Son to get a Salah?
I think Foden is highly owned right now, and he's on form. It's hard to sell someone really in good form and playing for the team that scores 4 or 5 goals a game and
yeah.
scoring consistent leads. It's basically, I don't see it as a, you know, valid option. I might get rid of maybe low-owned players like Bernardo Silva or Gordon, let's say, because Gordon has a tough fixture. I think Brentford
away from home.
Yeah,
yeah,
away is a tougher fixture. But it all, you know, comes down to funds, because it's easier to jump from De Bruyne or Son to Salah rather than other options. But I think selling Son against Sheffield United at home, was already relegated, I think it's just asking for troubles.
Yeah, no, I hear that. I don't want to be selling a Spurs player with Sheffield United, but I think I'm happy to. Just watching them against Burnley again yesterday, like, I just feel that's so unpredictable. And again, it was a game where like two defenders go and get the goals, and Son again disappoints. Brennan gets an assist, but City just absolutely not. The idea of selling a Foden or a De Bruyne just would make no sense to me. That I don't know. The narrative of game week 38 for Man City could be that it's in their hands, it's West Ham at home, it's a little bit tight and cagey, or it could just be full party mode. The Arsenal game and the Liverpool game, I think definitely full party mode. And I do like the idea of being able to get to a Salah or a Havertz. So, yeah, okay. So, Ali, we know loosely your plans. And, yeah, the benching dilemmas will be there for both of us, because we bench boosted. Like, those bench boost teams are going to have benching headaches in 38, those that bench boosted in 37. In terms of my team, Ali, again, like I look at players like Bruno and Son, and I think they're two I could sell. So I've got two free transfers. So I could convert Bruno and Son to, say, Salah and Elise. What do you reckon to that? Like, it gives me a benching headache. I could bench an Elise. But again, the way Crystal Palace are playing right now, I don't really feel like... I feel like we've kind of overlooked them a little bit in recent weeks. Like, yeah, sure, we all had Palace for the double, but then we wildcarded them all out. They play Aston Villa at Selhurst Park. Could be Elise's last game at Palace. I think Elise is something like 5.9. I'm just checking his price now. So Bruno and Son to Salah and Elise. It was 5.6, Elise. What do you reckon to that?
It's if you're buying him, you must start him because he's just on a flying form right now. If anyone gets Olise, I don't think he has a plan to bench him. So Olise is a good option. I like
so
him.
I could bench. I'd if in that case, I guess I would bench Gordon. I'd have a midfield of Foden, Palmer, Olise, Salah. I'd bench Gordon. I'd start Isak Haaland and Jackson. And then at the back, I would have a defensive line of probably Cucurella, Porro and Gabriel. Bench Burn and Veltman.
Let me pull up your team and let's see.
Means no Arsenal mid for me if I go down that route. If I go to Salah and Elise, it means no Arsenal midfielder. But yeah. I can't have Salah and an Arsenal mid because if I go Salah for Son and Bruno out, it gives me like 6 million to spend on a mid. And obviously Elise is under that.
If somehow I think United gets a point or a win today, I think you can basically count on Arsenal thrashing Everton because that's always when they play. I think they played Everton in last game week for a couple of times now.
And last season it was Wolves, wasn't it? The title was over and you went and battered Wolves on the final day. I bought Gabby Jesus in on game week 38 last year.
Yeah, Trossard ended up with 3 hat-trick of assists. So Arsenal plays really good without pressure on, and
yeah.
I think it really depends on the results this game week, because if the championship hopes still alive next week, I think for Spurs as well, if Spurs somehow get a result against City, win them or something, I think they will be in the reach of Champions League football. Because and Liverpool, of course, plays Villa away. I think it's tomorrow. So if Villa loses and Spurs win against City, I think Spurs have a good chance of playing in the Champions League next year. Because the last game week for Aston Villa, I think they're playing against Palace away, which is a hard fixture. I mean, I think Spurs, if they win Man City, of course it will be a favor for Arsenal fans. But again, they have, something to fight for. This when teams have something to fight for, of course, it makes the last game week even more exciting. And I think Liverpool will get a result against Villa. It's just a question of whether Spurs have enough in the tank to get 3 points against City. So it will be really, if they draw against City, still, championship race is alive, and it will be between Arsenal and City who scores more in the final game week, which is what you want as an FPL manager, a lot of goals.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I'm just looking at midfield options, and I'm like, oh, 5.6 million Lise sounds great, but do we expect Arsenal on the final day to have the highest ceiling? Now, I can't afford a Trossard or obviously a Havertz if I go Mo Salah. I can afford a Declan Rice. And the way I want to get your thoughts as an Arsenal fan, Ali, the way Rice has been playing, I mean, obviously, Elise over Rice in a standalone like transfer in, you'd go Elise. But just for that 1 week, Palace play Villa. Yes, it's at home. And yes, Elise's goal threat is huge. But Declan Rice, if Arsenal go and win 5-0, you expect a couple of involvements there, don't you?
Definitely. I think his role at Arsenal is a little bit different from West Ham's. He was in West Ham, he played a little bit deeper than in Arsenal because in Arsenal lineup, he's basically replacing Xhaka from last season.
Yeah.
And he's more of a number eight rather than number six, because he's making those run into the box. He can shoot outside the box. He's on corners. I mean, having set pieces for Arsenal is partially a reason why he scored a lot of points this FPL wise. He has an assist threat. I mean, looking at his leadership and everything, I think he's not a bad option at all. His points will be well spread between midfielders for Arsenal, but I think he has good chances, just like Odegaard. Just like Odegaard shoots a lot more, but again, goal and assist in one game for Declan Rice, it's not unrealistic, because we tend to think about defensive midfielders like they're not good FPL options, but I don't think Declan Rice is a defensive midfielder for Arsenal in this setup.
Yeah, we've got to change our perception of him. When he's playing alongside Jorginho or playing alongside Partey, which he often is, it's very different. It's not the midfield three of Havertz, Odegaard, Rice. When it is, that's like, oh, okay, he's going to be deep. But Havertz is playing number nine now, and it's always Rice alongside a Partey or a Jorginho. So yeah, no, I'm with you there. I think Rice versus Elise actually is an interesting one for me in 38. Guys, that's all we got time for. Ali, this is our last chat of the season. I'm guessing we'll be back chatting FPL very, very soon. But good luck for... well, the rest of game week 37, because I love your differential team in 37. And I know in 38, you'll probably have a surprise for me. In 38, in terms of captaincy, you obviously won't own Haaland. I like Mo Salah as a captaincy option in 38 against Wolves, if I own him. I might back against Haaland. But just tell me, Ali, 38 captain, where are you thinking?
I'll be going with Arsenal player.
I love that. Nice. And that will likely be Odegaard or an Arsenal player you bring in.
I'm not sure about captaining Odegaard. I'll see how he plays against United, of course. If I bring in Saka, I'll probably go with Saka. If I bring in someone else, maybe Havertz.
You've got history with Trossard as well, Ali, from earlier this season. Yeah, do you think it'll be Saka or Havertz over Trossard?
I think because of the expected minutes, Saka and Havertz are just a little bit over the edge. But Trossard is always, you know, good. I like him as a player. I love the fact that he, you know, came to Arsenal. And I had him in the beginning of the season, but it was just, it's too bad his form hit, you know, in the later stages of the season. But I think he's more than capable of starting every single game against at Arsenal.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm with you there. Guys, thank you so much for watching. That's all Ali and I have got time for. Do check us out on social, though. We'll be updating you with our season rank in game week 38, where we're at. My target is to still beat last season 16k. I can't see it happening, but you never know. Ali can't beat last year where he won the game and finished 215th the year before. Ali, I know it wasn't the season you wanted, but it was always going to be downhill. Next season, though, I expect a big comeback. And I've no doubt we'll get one. Guys, likes and subscribes on the way out, please. That'd be amazing. Ali, it's been lovely chatting to you, mate. I hope you have a good summer, and I'm guessing we'll be chatting throughout the summer, because we've got the Euros, we'll have loads of transfer speculation. I'm going to continue to do videos on my channel, and then obviously the game will launch in July, so it will be fairly, there's not much of a break.
Yeah, I love the fact that there's Euros coming up.
Yeah.
And we won't miss football too much, because I love these international tournaments like World Cup, Euros. They're always fun. Because of the summertime as well, you know, you can easily enjoy the good weather and watch football. So, and the fact that FPL is back in July is just great for us. And hopefully we'll have a good break. And I hope everyone watching us have a really good end of the season in terms of FPL as well as everything related in their lives. So, really excited, and I really enjoyed our time together, Jenny, because I've enjoyed our Sunday streams, and
me too, man.
I love our appearances on here, and I love chatting to our followers. So basically, this is it. Hopefully, you guys liked it, and hopefully, you'll enjoy your break.
Well said, Ali. And yeah, thank you to everyone that's tuned in every Sunday. There's so many familiar names in the chat, Heather and Scott and Freddie. Patrick, thank you to all you guys to making this part of your Sunday routine. And yeah, we'll see you again soon.